The flight recorders from the Ethiopian Airlines plane that crashed on Sunday have been recovered. Those will be very helpful in determining the cause. We know that the pilot, fairly soon after leaving Addis Ababa, heading on a flight towards Nairobi, he reported that they were having some issues, that he wanted to return the plane to Addis Ababa, but 6 minutes after takeoff, the plane crashed, killing all 157 people on board. It is Boeing 737 MAX 8, and in October, a plane of that make went down in Indonesia, a plane belonging to Lion Air. That one killed 189 people. Guy Leach is the managing editor at SA Flyer magazine. Too early, Guy, to speculate whether there is a MAX 8 issue?
Hi, John. It's obviously too early to speculate because we've got nowhere near any sense of findings from the current accident investigation. However, there is evidence from the ground radar stations, which is available to the general public on sites like Flight Radar 24, that there were indeed stability problems, if you want to call them that, in terms of maintaining a vertical profile for the climb out. The aircraft was essentially porpoising all over the sky. And then eventually, as the media loves to say, it nosedived into the ground. This is very similar to the flight pattern we saw on the Indonesian crash from Lion Air.
What is the level of investigation report back on the Lion Air crash?
The preliminary findings blamed the relatively novel for Boeing additional safety system that essentially provided an auto-trim function to trim the aircraft. Obviously, the final findings are yet to be released. We're expecting that in probably a year or two. The general procedure with these sort of accident investigations is that they will aim to release an initial finding as to the broad cause without apportioning any blame or responsibility, or within about a month, so that the airline operators can, if necessary, take any action fairly soon. But final findings will at least be another couple of years, I should imagine. I have to say the recovery of the flight data recorders from Ethiopian is a great treat, a great surprise, considering the extent of the damage evident in the crater that it made. But the pictures I've seen show that a significant amount of damage to the flight data recorder. So it's doubtful whether proper information will be obtained.
But when you have a brand new plane and two models of that plane go down in seemingly similar circumstances in the space of 4 months, that's got to raise a lot of flags, surely.
Well, absolutely. And I think this is why a number of airlines, including the entire Chinese government, has grounded the 737 MAX 8 fleet already. And I suspect that Comair is finding itself under a lot of pressure to ground its own, at this stage, one aircraft in the fleet in South Africa. I suspect we're going to see a number of other airlines following suit, grounding airlines themselves.
Do you think so, Guy? Because somebody who listens to us from Hamburg in Germany has sent me a list. Ryanair has 62 flying. Norwegian Air has 18 in service. Turkish Airlines has 11 in service. All of those have a lot more ordered because it is a very good plane. TUI Airlines have 8 in service. Iceland Air have 3 in service. All report that they will carry on flying them until further notice. What is the sensible thing to do, in your view, in a situation like this? Ground or fly?
Well, you know, the question is really, is safety negotiable or non-negotiable, as everyone likes to claim? The fact of the matter is that in the absence of any firm knowledge as to what caused the Ethiopian crash, the prudent thing to do, in my view, would be to ground the airline. Sorry, the that specific type. Obviously, there are other factors involved. Who knows? It may have been terrorism. It may have had nothing to do with the aircraft. But as is my view is that in the absence of any further information, and given the strong similarities with the Lion Air crash, it would almost certainly be better, I think, that to ground the airline. I think a lot of passengers are indeed nervous about flying on BA's 737 MAX 8 and are switching to other airlines as we speak.
If Comair continues to fly the one that it has already taken delivery of and puts into service the ones that are coming, do you think it is ethically obliged to let customers know when they book that they are booking for a 737 MAX 8?
Oh, that's a very difficult question. I haven't considered the ethics, whether they would be obliged to say so. A lot of our people would argue that, in fact, there is no proven case against the 737 MAX 8 at all at this stage, and therefore it would be unfair to the airline, to the manufacturer, and indeed to the general flying public to start creating these sort of fears when there's absolutely no proven grounds for them at this stage. But at the same time, as you've rightly pointed out, two accidents in the space of 4 months is really too many.
Guy Leach, thank you very much for those views. Managing Editor at SA Flyer Magazine.